Where do locals stand on the healthcare debate? We're joined now by Dick Paddock, who is the second vice president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, stepping in for Anna Richards this week. Dick, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
So let's talk about the bill as it currently stands. And there's a couple of different variations on it. There's the one that would just straight up repeal Obamacare with no apparent replacement for 2 years, and who knows if there even will be one. There are other versions that do a little bit more, but not as much. Where do you stand? Where does the NAACP stand on healthcare right now?
The NAACP stands for situation where everybody has equal access to healthcare. Why? How could it be any other way?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we have done various things. We do a little projects in our neighborhoods, but we also support statewide and nationwide projects, such as we had a letter-writing campaign in which we collected letters with signatures that we took to the governor, encouraging passage, acceptance of the Medicaid expansion.
Mm-hmm.
We got something in the neighborhood of 5,000 signatures.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that it didn't make any difference. However, in theory, as far as I know, since Obamacare is still active, then the Medicaid expansion still could be accepted if Cooper could figure a way around whatever roadblocks the legislature keeps throwing in his path.
So the bills that the U.S. Senate are currently debating, or the bills that are currently being talked about in Congress in general, I guess if you want to throw the House in there as well, what are the most concerning parts about them?
The fact that they're basically taking money away from healthcare and giving it to the rich, that's something that we should consider to be unconscionable, in my opinion, and in the opinion of the NAACP.
Mm-hmm.
That it's and it was interesting that at the time when they started doing the voting today, there were some people in the gallery in the Senate that shouted, among other things, shame,
mm-hmm.
Which seems to me to be very appropriate. Of course, it seems like the people who oppose Obamacare don't have any shame, because I've not seen much of being exhibited, but that's where we are now.
Speaking with Dick Paddock again, he's the second vice president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. If you want to find out more online, chapelhillcarboroughnaacp.wordpress.com is the website. If you don't want to remember all of that, just Google Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. So that's your opposition to the bill that's being talked about right now in the Senate. What do you actually want to see? Is Medicaid expansion enough, or is that a step in the right direction? What's the ideal?
It's unfortunately only a step in the right direction, but fortunately that step at least exists. What we are looking for is some sort of universal care.
Mm-hmm.
And there's universal care and universal care, and people call it sometimes single payer, mm-hmm. things like that, but I think the appropriate term is universal care. You're born with a healthcare card in your hand, and you take it with you when you pass on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it should be, as far as I'm concerned. Every other major country has it operating that way, or a slight variation on it. People say it's terrible in Canada, but that's just the opposite. Canada actually has a very good health care system. So I guess, you know, I'm not a believer. So I don't carry a particular book of faith around with me, but almost all the books of faith I've seen, particularly in the Western world, consider what we're doing with healthcare to be absolutely unacceptable.
Now, if you want to, if you're listening out there and you want to reach your senators on this, you can give Senator Burr a call, Senator Tillis a call. Always better to call the senator from your home state. They're generally more responsive. So you've got the contact numbers there, I think?
Yes, I actually do. Senator Richard Burr is area code 202-224-3154. And Senator Tom Tillis is 202-224-6342.
And Tillis has been much more kind of at least publicly on the fence about all of the bills that have been talked about than Burr has. So I think he might be the more likely target here.
Well, on the other hand, if you've got to have two,
you go for both of them. Yeah, definitely.
And
no reason not to call both, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right. Speaking with Dick Paddock again, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP.wordpress.com is the website, or just Google Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up for more on that. What else is going on that you want to get the word out about?
Well, one of the things that we are doing as a branch with the UNC Family Medicine Division is we're having what are called Living Healthy classes. Living Healthy is a free 6-week class for people living with chronic disease and their caregivers who would like to take control of their health. Topics discussed include dealing with frustration, fatigue, pain, and isolation, medication management, communicating with family, friends, and health care providers, healthy eating and exercise, making informed treatment decisions, and more. Now, this is free and open to the public, but it's limited. So we need you to register. The dates are Mondays, September 11th to October 16th, from 10 until noon. And it's at Rogers Road Community Center in Chapel Hill at 101 Edgar Street. If you want more information or you want to pre-register, you can email healthandwellness5689@gmail.com.
And is all the information there, including the contact, is that on the website as well?
Yes.
All right. So, again, send that email or go to Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP.wordpress.com or Google Chapel Hill NAACP. You'll get more information on that. Anything else that's going on that people need to be updated about?
Well, there's one more thing that we're... that we're proud of, and that is that Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II, who is the outgoing president of the, what's the proper term? President of the...
state chapter, right?
State Conference of Chapters.
Yeah, okay.
State Conference of Branches.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to get all the right
person. Every different group has its own name, yeah.
Right. He has accepted the invitation to be consecrated as a bishop and become a part of the College of Affirming Bishops for his work with Repairers of the Breach Incorporated and Justice Live in Ministry.
Awesome.
And we're very proud of that because we've watched him grow and become what is we feel kind of a very prophetic voice in our work here, and it's wonderful. And there's one more little thing, and that is the branch has just had a housing committee form,
mm-hmm.
and we'd like to invite people to join up. So at the moment, it doesn't have its own email, but there is an email you can use if you'd like to get in touch. Addressing issues of affordable housing and housing discrimination. If you wish to get in touch, it's Heather, B-R-U-T-Z-H. Just just brutzh@gmail.com to join the committee.
All right, sounds good. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP, just Google it. The website will come right up with all that information. Dick Paddock, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's been a good experience.
It is 428, back with more after this.